Okay, today is Daf Ches. We're actually on Daf Ches, second line. Omar Mar. So we said yesterday, Beis Hillel Omrim Min HaMaaser, that Beis Hillel said, yesterday Beis Hillel said, that the Chagiga of the first day of Pesach can be brought with Maaser. So the question is, why is that true? Amai, why is that true? Davar Shebechovahu, it's a Chiyuv. You have to bring that Pesach. That chagiga.
You already said yesterday that he enjoys part of it.
What?
He eats part of it.
No, it doesn't matter. Yesterday we spoke about a different carbon, right?
No, he said the urea is a.
Right. Yesterday we talked about the re'ia. We asked the same question yesterday about the re'ia. Now we're talking about the chagiga of the first day Pesach, right? So what's the reason that Beis Hillel says you're allowed to use miser money?
Right.
It's a chov. Remember, we said, Shalmei Simcha, you could use Maaser money. Why? Tanachov. What do you mean? But you could use Maaser money?
Maaser Shenis is supposed to be using Shalim.
Right, but we didn't give that answer for Olos, because then we said, yes, it was Olos, nobody eats it. Okay, so the Gemara's... What? Okay, fine. So the Gemara's going to give a similar answer. Amai, Davar Shebechovahu, V'chol Davar Shebechovahu, V'enu Ba'el Man HaChulin, has to come from Chulin, it's a Chiyuv. Amar of Ula, B'tofel. Ula says... You combine it. That's a machlok, is what Ula meant. Ula says you combine it, right? You combine money, you combine animals. So, Chizki Omar, Chizki says, you know what that means? Toflin behema le behema. You combine animals. What does that mean, you combine animals? See Rashi. Chizki Omar behema le behema. The third line on top there. Im yeshlo ochlin harbe. You have a lot of eaters. Can I know how you have a big family? You have a lot of eaters, right? The ain lehem sipuk bebehema achas. Thank you. One animal's not gonna do it. It's not enough of beyond to have only one animal, right? Yavi achas lechagiga min achulin. So you're right. The chagiga, the first chagiga, you have to bring from chulin. Why do you have to bring from chulin? Because any chov has to come from chulin. The hashar and the rest of them min hamaiser. That will come from Maaser. Vafalpi, even though Shekulan Abos Biyom Rishon, even though they're all being brought the first day, Shem Chagiga Alehen, and they're all called a Chagiga. So what's the difference between carbon number one and carbon number six? What's the difference? No. Kvar Yatzi Yidei Chova B'Rishon Amen Achulim. The first one is the real Chiyuv. Right? So then the Chazon Ish asks, then what do you need a Pasuk for? They could do this. Like, what's the chiddush here? So the chiddush is that they still have some connection to a carbon chagiga, even though officially they might not be some. You have to. It's like some kind of hybrid, which is exactly what he said. It's a hybrid, right? However, that's what Chizkiya said. But the ain toflin mos lamos. But you don't take the money and put it in one big pot. I have $100 in my pocket. Then I have also $100 mice money. I'll get a $200 animal. No, you can't do that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. That's exactly what you do. Toflin, mos, lamos. Take your chulin money, take your maaser money, put it in one big pot, and go buy yourself a big animal. There ain't toflin behema le behema. But don't do this behema thing. One, the first behema is chulin. Second behema is kodesh. Don't do that. Second behema is maaser, I mean. Don't do that. So, now look at the Rashi. See the next Rashi?
What are you supposed to do with maaser shaming money?
You're supposed to go to
Ani?
No. Take the money to Yerushalayim and spend it there on food.
Spend it there on food.
So you can buy a carbon, no question about it. You can buy apples, whatever you want. Has to be spent on food. So he's saying, well, oh, you know what? I have to bring a carbon chagig anyway. Perfect. No, you can't do that. You can't use your miser money on a chagig, which you have to bring anyway.
Because
it's a chov, exactly. So that's a rule. Anything that's a chov, you can't be potted with maaser money. Why not? What do you mean to say why not? Why not?
Totally logical.
What? Why?
I have a chov to bring it anyway. Why should you? If you have a chov and you to bring it, you bring it from hektish money? You bring it from your own
money? It's not really hektish. It's not hektish.
It's maaser money.
It's not hektish.
What do you do if you don't want to use it for your own food?
What? Then take.
You have to give it to somebody.
No, you have to. What if you don't want it? You have two choices. You can take the fruit that you from your fields, bring that to Jerusalem, eat it there. That's a big schlep. Or redeem it and take the money and spend the money there. You can't spend the money there on clothing and on art. and on Sil- Judaica. No, you can't do that. It has to be food. Why? The Torah said.
Right, it means life.
What? Why? What's so? Why?
If it's a home, then it's got to come out of your money.
Right? Why?
Because it's your home.
But I have to spend this money anyway. I hear. The Gemara said it. We're going to give a reason. Why should that be? Anyway, so look at the Rashi. The next Rashi says, the ain't tofu most lamos. Look at the second line. Limar, according to Chizkia, is chazile shapir tve yitzias yidei chavasam and achulim.
It's
Rashi. It's much better. He says the first animal you spend with chulin money. Okay, shemevi behema shlema min achulin. Ulamar, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, is chazile shapir tvei. It's better kishachulin mu'uravin im kol achilosav. That the chulin's mixed in with every bite that you take from that animal is mixed chulin and ma'aser. He says that's better. And Chizki says, no, it's not better. It's much better if one animal chulin, and then the rest of them could be from ma'aser money. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Tanya kavase de Chizkiya, Tanya kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan are Amorayim, and there are prices that support, I'm saying that because it's going to be relevant for Amud Beis, and you know what? There are prices that go like each one of them. So it's really a Machlokas Tanayim. Why? The Tanya, kavase de Rabbi Yochanan, it says Misas. Right, that's a pasuk in Parshas. With a pasuk, it's in Parshas Re'eh. Right, it says Vasisa Chag Shavuos LaShem Elkecha. You can make the other Shavuos. Misas Nidvas Yodcha, the misas of the nedava of your hand. What does misas mean? What does it mean? What does that word mean even in English?
A tribute,
a mas, a tax, a tip. Right, misas. What does that mean? Malamed Sha'adam Mevi Chovaso Menachulin. Right. It's obviously chulin. You don't give a tribute from chov, right? Umanayin shem rotzel la'arev ma'arev. And how do I know if I want to mix it, I can mix it up. Talmud lomar kashay yivrecha Hashem alokecha. So I can take my tribute money and my ma'aser money, mix it together, and one big beautiful animal. Tanu kavasei dechizkiya. What does misas mean? Malamed she'adam mevi chavasa min achulin. First you bring an animal from chulin, and beishame omrim yom rishon min achulin mikan ve'elech min ha'maiser. The first day from chulin, the rest of it from maiser. Ubeishil omrim achila rishonim min achulin. No, the first bite is from chulin mikan ve'elech min ha'maiser. After that, it's from maiser. On Amud Beis, we're going to ask, what does that mean? The first bite. What does that mean? The first bite mikan ve'elech min ha'maiser. After that, from maiser. Ushar kol yomotza pesach and the rest of pesach. Adam yotzi de chavaso the meiser behema. The rest of Pesach, you're yotze with meiser behema. So what does he say? What does Bishil say? The rest of Yontif you can use meiser for your kabanos. So why not the first day? Why not the first day? Why only chalamoid? What about the first day? So Gemara asked that question. The Yontif, my time alone, why not the first day? What's the difference?
That's how we started.
What? Is that how we started?
That's how we started.
No. That starts off, Tanei Kavasei Dechizkiya, Misas, Malamei Cha'adam Mevi Chavasei Menachulim. But we didn't say why. But why? Why? Why is Chul? Why? What's wrong with taking all the money and putting it in one pot? So what's the better? What's better, one animal this way or the other animal that way? What's the difference? Right. So then, but then we answer. You're right. Davar shebechov and davar shebechov. So, but Hillel said in the Mishnah that you can bring it from a miser. That's how we started this stuff today. Davar shebechov. How can you bring from miser? So we gave an answer. You combine it.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Combine it. Machlokas. Either you combine money. Or you combine animals. One animal on, one animal off. What's the reason for that? Okay, you just put the money in one big pot. And then what's the shot of putting money in one big pot? You use it both. It's chulin money and ma'aser money all mixed in together. It's a little ma'aser money. All right, it's a little ma'aser money. That's the end of the world. Really, it's chulin money.
Right.
So what's and Beis Hillel and Chizki, no, it has to be animals. First animal from chulin. After that, Beis Hillel said you could bring ma'aser money. Yeah, that's the second one. Not the first one. That's the second one. Go and on third and fourth. Not the first one. Why? What's the difference? Money versus animals. So now we have a braisa that supports Chizkiya. How does the braisa support Chizkiya, who said you can only do it animals, not money? Again, where am I? Tani Chavasa de Chizkiya. It says Misas. Malame Adam Evi Chavasa Min Achulim. First, you have to be a chol from Chulim. Right? That's a Mishnah says, a braisa says this. Beishamei Omrim, Yom Rishon Min Achulim, Mikan Ve'elech Min Amaiser. Beis Hillel Omrim, Achila Rishonim Min Achulim, just the first bite. What does it mean, the first bite? Well, Alan and Beis will say what that means.
First meal.
First, it sounds like it's the first bite, first meal. Mikan Ve'elech Min Amaiser. Uvshar Kol Ayamim, Mosa Pesach, Adam Yotzidi Chavasa B'maiser Behema. So, Beyontif Amaylo, so what about the first day Yontif? My time alone was about the first day Yontif. Why not? So, Amarvashi, Dilma Asi La Asure Beyontif. Because if I allow you to use the animal of Miser, you might come to give Miser on Yontif. What's wrong with giving Miser on Yontif? The Efshar La Asa Beyontif. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give Miser on Yontif. Why not? Mishum Sakarta. Because you're going to make the animal with a red mark.
Every
10th. Every 10th. See here? You can't do that on the other.
Why isn't it that? Mm-hmm. Offer nefesh or anything? This doesn't even make any sense. You're in your shalayim over there. You've already separated your miser.
Your flocks in.
I know.
In Tel Aviv, a Be'er Sheva.
What?
Your flocks are elsewhere.
What I know. You? So you might come to make a red mark. You're not allowed to do that. Therefore, on Yontif itself, don't be busy with Meiser. It's only going to lead to a problem. That's why give him Chulin. Chalamoid, okay, so you make it right, you can do that Chalamoid. Right? It's a more fundamental question. Look at Tosfos of Mishum Sakarta. Hiksha HaRav Elchanan. There's a different problem. Typically, the aim of Kachin be Yontif. You don't have Makadish things on Yontif. What? Yeah, you can't be Makadish Meiser on Yontif. Right? Kidama Parakam Basu de Beta. Right, you can't do that on Yontif. To Makadosh things.
You have Maaser Sheni. Why you can say you'll take your Maaser Sheni on Yontif and bring it? I don't somehow take your designate your Maaser Sheni on Yontif and eat it, or be poed it. Why you go join the line just to Maaser Behemah? Isn't the Maaser?
I don't know if Maaser Sheni has Kach. It's not called Kachim.
I don't understand what Pesach is Kachim because painting is the problem.
I know, but he's saying, why is painting? I have a better.
He's not painting. He's just the Makadosh something. That's right.
Exactly. You tell me the problem is painting? I have a better problem than that. Right. The problem is you Makadosh something. What are you hacking me with painting?
What is the,
so why did the Gemara say, you're not allowed to do that?
Painting?
What?
Why doesn't he address the painting?
Because you're not allowed to paint on Yontif.
Exactly.
But there's another problem. So I'll tell you what. So the truth is, he's going to give three answers. One answer is what you're going to say, but that's the second answer. V'yei Shlomar, the shiny hacha. Really, the kedusha of omedes, it's already kodesh. Kivon the chayiv min haTorah lekadosho kedamina perak basra de bechoros hilkach lo shayach be shum iser. It's already holy. The only thing you have to do is it's a formality. Just make them go through the pen. If you have 100 sheep, 10 of them are already kodesh. You're not being mekadosh it. Just discovering which one's that's all. That's not really Makadosh something.
It's not. Number of others for
Yeah. Day? Each one, right. Right. So you see, right. That's a Hashkafa idea. But one no.
And
one for you. So but the point is,
so you're saying that all of them are Makadosh?
No. Only 10% are. But it's not an act of being Makadosh. It's already Makadosh. Okay. Second answer you're gonna like much better. Darim matirate the tzivia the nakat lefishu iser daraisa. Painting is an iser daraisa, so don't do this. It could lead to daraisa. What about mekadesh an animal on Yontif? It's only a rabbanon. Don't do this because it might lead to a rabbanon. This is much worse. Of course, we're going
to
mention the painting. It's much worse.
Hilchach
gazruba avol matish the lo rak havi rak the rabbanon. Being matish is only the rabbanon. Low guzzer. There's no gazer like that. V'chein mash mahatzam. Gabi ein rochman agabi behema. You can't ride an animal on Yontif, we say. Why not? Maybe you'll break a branch. So the Gemara there says, Mukila mishum tchumin. Maybe you'll go outside the tchum, you'll go for who knows, you go for a whole journey, you go some long hike. Lema ksavar tchumin daraisa. So maybe does that mean that tchum is daraisa? We don't give that answer. El gzeir Hashem yachtoch zemora. The whole no, that's the reason is because you might break off a branch. Mashma, mishum itzah derabanan lo gazru. From some tchum issue, which is only derabanan, that wouldn't be a reason. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of the doraisa. Much better, no?
Yes, that's a hard question.
Yeah.
You have your flock, whatever. You have to be there already, yontif night, because you can't go beyond the tchum. So where is he doing his meiser behemer on
yontif? Yes, sir. You're asking a technical question. Where is he? I don't know.
Right.
Maybe he came with his whole flock with it. He brought 100. I don't know.
Right.
That's a technical question. It's not a halachic question. It's a metzias question.
Right, but it's good. I think it's good.
It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question.
The truth is, he can take his string, for example, tie his string around the distant
end. Correct, but they had a custom to paint
really
it.
Go to the
right.
The
right. So you're, asking is you have to put paint on it.
Oh,
is there another way out of it?
But the truth is, we say that he has to paint it.
Right. Right.
But you can find out which is Kurdish
without painting.
Without painting.
Correct.
Without putting him in a separate pen, without even doing any spray.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Third answer, one more. Rabbi Chan and Hayyarot to Latarit. Listen to this. De lahakdish lo ka'amar, that it's not a problem of being makdish an animal. You're allowed to do it. Why? De amrin in Perak HaShoel, makdish adam chagigasu biyamta po pitzcho b'shabbos. You're allowed to be makdish an animal if it's going to be brought on that day. You're right. I can't go on Shabbos to be makdish an animal. I'll bring it next Yom Tov when I'm going to Yerushalayim. That you can't do on Shabbos. But if it's a Shabbos morning, and it's Erev Pesach, and I still haven't designated a Karban Pesach, of course I can designate a Karban Pesach on Shabbos. That's what this Rishon, this Baal Tosfos says. Im Kain Hachanami. Kivan Denafet Be'idei Shalmei Simcha. Since you want to do Shalmei Simcha, Matzil Lekaktish, you're allowed to. Says Tosfos, Ach Ein Hari Modelo. The Rebbe didn't agree to this. You know why? Because Kivan, since Delo Asi Iker Mishum Shalmei Simcha, the whole reason you're bringing it is for Shalmei Simcha, which is a made-up thing. It's only a voluntary thing. The Im Lo Kain Badin. If this would be the rule, then the Dharma Nadavas Nami Lekachan. Then the rule, the exception just says in the law. The exception eviscerated the rule. Then there's no rule. I'm not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Oh, but if I need the animal, I'm allowed to. Then every time I need the animal. Oh, I made a promise. I have to fulfill my promise. I can be makdish today and Yom Tov. There's no more rule. You can't be makdish on Yom Tov. You know what I'm saying? If you wake up Pesach morning, Erev Pesach morning, and it's a Shabbos. Oh, I didn't give an animal yet. I'll do it now. It says you're allowed to. Okay, maybe you're allowed to. What about Shalmei Simcha? Oh, you're also allowed to. What about Nadarim and Nadavis? Oh, you're also allowed to. There's no more rule. There's no more rule. Every time any voluntary carbon becomes able to be made on Shabbos, then everything can be Mekadosh on Shabbos.
No. Only for that day you can do it.
Only for that day.
Yeah, so it doesn't eviscerate the rule.
Yes, it does.
You can't do it for next week.
Correct. So you want to tell me there's a rule that by
Yom Tov falls on Shabbos.
You want to tell me there's a rule that by Erev Pesach? Okay, it's once a year.
There's a reason. Here you can use the animal to eat.
Right.
Do it for an Ola.
What?
You can't do it for an
Ola. So you can't do it for an Ola. You can't do it for... Why not? Maybe I made a Nadava. I made a promise.
What's the point? What
if a Shalmei Simcha lets you break the rule, then everything can be broken for anything.
No.
You want to tell me for a carbon paydach, all right. But for a Shalmei Simcha? Shalmei Simcha is an optional thing. You want to have more meat. So if that can break the rule, then how about an Ola? I can also break the rule. Then the rule gets broken every time.
No.
So that's why we picked painting.
The things that don't for Shabbos. Not the things that don't for Shabbos. Because this can be done for Shabbos, everything can be done for Shabbos.
Right, I hear.
That's a terrible answer.
I hear you.
Sorry.
You know, Mike.
Me and the Rebbe don't go together on this one.
Okay, next.
What are you saying, Malcolm, that the Jews only can have, they only have meat on Yom Tov, it had to be some sort of carbon. You couldn't just go in the backyard.
Of course they could.
Sure you can.
But it seems like everything has to be done with carbon. Shalmei Simcha and this and that.
It's much better to bring a carbon, no?
Right, but let's say you want to...
Let's say you have 200 sheep. And you gotta give mice a shame. So I'm there anyway. Mouse
right.
Eat it.
Right. It's the cheapest way out to not bring
a
carbon.
It's the so best.
I'm go to the butcher shop and not bring a carbon.
Why? Exactly. Why are you paying?
Right, but you can do it without Shalmei Simcha. You can have the meat. Is that always implying if you want to eat your meat dinner, it has to be through Shalmei Simcha?
That's right. That's really the optimum way to do it.
Right. But
yeah.
You say you don't have
to. I don't know if you have to. I don't know. My mashma dahai misnat lishna to chulin hu. But who told you that a tribute has to be chulin? That's the whole premise of this Gemara. The Chiv, it says, V'yasam ha-melech ha-chashayosh mas al-haaretz. Ha-chashayosh made a tax.
Whoa.
Tax comes from chulin. Right? And Tulsa says, we have other psukim in the Torah. You have to go to Esther for this. It says, Look at the Tosafot Yosem. Aval hayu lo lamas va'avaducha. There's a pasuk. You'll be a mas, right? V'chein yir lamas oved. You'll be a mas for the eved. So all those two pesukim don't necessarily mean money. It can mean you'll be a slave. Achasher is talking about money. So you see, money comes b'chulin. The word mask is chulin. Okay. Next, Yisrael yotzi dechavasa ben adar munadavos. You can be yotzi your chiyuv of shalmei simcha with voluntary karbanos to promise to bring. Tanar rabbanon. It says v'samachta bechagecha. L'rabbas, it comes to include kol minei simcha simchas l'simcha, all types of simchas. Mikan amru chachamim. Yisrael yotzi dechavasa ben adar munadavos. Or Yisrael can be yote with nadarim and nadavos, voluntary karbanos, u'maitse behema, and also maitse behema. V'hakahanim bechatas v'asham bechar chaza v'shoch. Also, all these types of matanos. Yachal af ofos u'beminchas. What about birds and minchas? I love birds. Can I use my Can I be yote with that? Can that satisfy my shal my simcha?
Talmud.
What?
It has to be an animal.
Similar idea. What about what bichagecha? Misha chagiga b'mehem. Only if it's a carbon. Chagiga means a carbon. Yatu elu she'ain chagiga b'mehem. You can't bring a chagiga out of mincha. Therefore, my shalmei simcha can also not be mincha. Or bird.
Which oaf do you eat?
What? The Kahanim could eat some of the birds.
Kahanim, not the
Israel. Right. Rabashi Omar, Vivisamachta Nafka. Let's learn that from Samachta. Yatsu Eilu She'ein Basimcha. There's no, right? Nobody, most people, when they go to a fancy restaurant or a fancy event and they're offering them good meat and they're offering them some mizonos for, they're not going to take the mizonos. Nobody has minchas, a bird. Right? They have the meat. Yeah, exactly. Much is right. When you go to the barbecue, nobody has. I'll have the potatoes. Nobody does that. Ravashi, hi v'chagecha my avid lei. What does he do with the word chagecha? Ho, look at the dingle bakatina. Don't remember dingle bakatina. Amarav menayim she'ein nosin ushim b'moed. Another idea. How do you know you can't get married on yontif? Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. You should be happy with your chag v'lo b'ishtecha. Not a brand new wife. It doesn't go. Get married after Yontif, or before. On Yontif, you should have Smachta Bechagecha.
I guess that's not
acceptable.
Okay, next.
That's the reason why I thought we said another reason.
We did say another reason. He gave us the reason.
That comes from a special time.
No.
Okay, new Mishnah.
Yes, you weren't not listening. What's your problem?
The new Mishnah. It's very. Okay. Mishi Yeshlo Ochlin Merubin. Let's say somebody has a lot of eaters. Can I know? It's a big family. The Nechasim Muatim. But he doesn't have that much money. He's not such a rich man. He's not a wealthy man. So maybe Shlomim Merubin. He should bring a lot of Shlomims. So the Gemara is going to ask. He's not a rich man. Where do you get a lot of Shlomims from? Maybe Shlomim Merubin. Let him bring a lot of Shlomims for Olos Muatos. Not so many Olos. Because he needs the food.
He gets his money worth.
Exactly. Mechasim Merubin, let's say he has a lot of money, but Ochlin Muatim, not such a big family. So let him do the opposite way. Maybe Olos Merubos, let him bring a lot of Olos, it's more Shevach Vashem. Bishlam Muatim. The concern is, we don't want the meat to go become Noser. So you and your wife, you're very small, you just got married, and you're going to bring 10, you're not going to eat it all. It's all going to become Noser. So you have to be careful, be a little Chacham. You want to spend the money? So bring Olos. Nobody eats that. Let's say you don't have a lot of money and you have a small family. Al zeh nemar, that's when we said ma kesef, shtei kesef. Right, $1 for one, $2 for the other one. Meaning buy small animals. Zeh v'zeh merubin, let's say you have a lot of money. You have a lot of money and you have a lot of family, a big family, and you can afford it. Al zeh nemar, that's when it says ish kimatas yado kiverkas Hashem lokecha shenatan lach. You can afford it, right? Okay, next.
No question. What was the question? Somebody has a lot of money and has a large family.
It's not a question. If he has a lot of money and a large family, the Torah already alluded to such a person. You can spend whatever you want.
Yeah.
right? Because it's not going to become nosik because you have a big family and you have the means. So go right ahead. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. Shlomim meirubim mehei chamaisi. What do you mean? You don't have any money, you have a lot of big family, but you're not so rich. Bring a lot of shlomim. Where do you get the money for that? Shlomim meirubim mehei chamaisi. Where are you bringing that from? Haletzla, you don't have any money. So Amar of Chista, you know what it means? Tofel umevi par gadol. Combine your money with miser money, and bring yourself a nice big animal. That's what it means. Amalei Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes says, 1 second. We had this discussion on Amar Aleph. Hari Amru, we said, Toflin behema le behema. But we learned that you, that's not what you do. You made one animal chulin, the next animal kodesh, meiser, the next animal meiser, the next animal meiser. You don't put the money in one pot. So the truth is, there's a machlokas about that. Right? So now, my ka'amarle, what did Rav Sheshes mean to ask Rav Chista? What did he mean to ask him? Ilema, did he mean to say, hachi ka'amarle? This is what he meant to say. Hari amlu toflin behema lebehema, avolo mos lemos. Did he mean to say that we paskin like Chizkia? Is that what he meant to say? Therefore, the first animal has to be chulin, the second animal has to be miser. So what kind of answer was this? The Gemara asks, well, where does this guy get money from? Well, let him combine all his money. No, says Rav Sheshes, you can't do that. We don't hold like that. We hold like Rav Chista. I'm sorry, we hold like Chizkia. Chizkia said, you can't do that. It's animal per animal. So what kind of option is that? If that were the case, if that's what he meant to say, that we passed in like Chizkia, v'leimalei, he should have told him, ein toflin mos lemos. You can't do that. That's what he told him. Right, what did he tell him? He told him, hari amru toflin behema lebehema. That's what he should have said. That makes no sense, really, to say that. He should have said, we don't hold like that. Right? What did Rav Chista say? Let him combine all his money. Rav Sheshes should have said to him, no, we can't combine money. That's what he should have said. What did he say to him? Well, you have to combine animals. That's such a
terrible thing. He didn't say such a terrible thing, right? He didn't say such a wrong thing. He said it in the positive, not in the negative, right? That's the whole thing. It's the whole difference over here. V'leimalei should have told him, ain't toflin mos lemos. He should have told him, you can't do that. So he should have told him. Ella hachi amarle. Here's rather what he meant to say. What he meant to say to Rav Chista. Again, Rav Chista said, what kind of mission is this? How does he have money to buy big animals? So Rav Chista said, oh, let him combine all his money. Let him throw in the mice money also. It'll give him some more money to spend. Right? Comes along with Sheshes. He can't do that. So what did he mean? What did Rav Sheshes mean to say? Hachi amarle. Hari amru. We said. When did we say this? Af toflin behema lebehema. You're allowed to do behema lebehema, right? Why did you say to stick in the money and bring a big animal, right? You could even do two small animals. Okay, you could do that if you wanted. That's all he meant to say. You could do it another way. There's another option. You're not stuck with this one option of putting all the money in a pot. You could even do two animals. What? So maybe with the money, with the what?
He takes
the money. Well, if he has one, if he
you can't use the money.
What?
You can't use the money.
No, you can. Right, but what does that mean? That means the first animal you buy with only chulin, right. And then after that, buy it with miser money. Instead of putting it into one pot, put it into two pots. So if you're putting it already,
what does he gain?
What?
Why is he saying
you can't put the money in one pot.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So he said, what?
Now he's saying you could.
Yeah.
It's not. By borrowing two animals, you're not putting it in the same pot.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Now he's
saying he's putting
it
in two pots. It's two pots.
You're
putting in the first one is...
Right. So Rav Chista said, I have an idea. Where does this guy get money from? He'll take the mice money, put it in one pot, and buy himself animals.
He's supplementing.
So it comes over with Kahana. You don't have to do it like that, by the way. You have another way you can do it. You can buy two animals. If we're allowing mice money, now he's got much more money. He freed up much more money. So you can buy two animals.
Yeah, but the answer is he's giving one a very inferior animal. And now he's giving a much better
animal. I know, so we're assuming he had the money for both. The problem with all this is,
The problem with all this is that Kiman, who is this goal like? It goes like nobody. Why? Because in the another Aleph, they didn't allow either option.
Right,
it was one or the other. Here we go, you can do either one. Kiman, lo kichis, give a lo krib Yochanan. It's like neither of them. Right? V'chi tema, hey, you want to tell me, no, amaroi hu de pligi. That, what, remember I said that on Amar Aleph? V'chizke, de b'yochan, amaroyim. So Sheshis is also an amora. He's also allowed to argue. Right? So therefore, there's a third opinion. Right? Masnisen, lo pligi. But there was no Mishnah, no Tanoic source that had a third option. What? Right? There was no Tanoic source like that. So where does Rosh Hashanah just come off? A new Shita? I can do whatever you want. Right?
Didn't hold the Brisa.
What?
Didn't hold the Brisa.
What'd you say?
Didn't hold the Brisa.
Who didn't hold the Brisa?
Either of them. You don't have to hold the Brisa.
So right. No, that was a bright. We said Tanya Kavose to him and Tanya Kavose to him. Now Rav Sheshit is saying, I can do either one. It's Fielder's choice. So where's the Tana who said that? There is no Tana who said that. Right? So, V'chitem, Amroihu de Pligi, right? Masnisan, Lo Pligi, right? So Rashi says, This is the answer to the question. This is the answer. That in other words, the answer is as follows. Bimos, lo pligi bimos. Everybody agreed now that to put the money in one pot you're allowed to. Everyone agreed to that. This will answer of Sheshes. Everyone agreed to that. Ella bibehema. The only machlokis was, can you also buy two animals? Do you want to combine? Only money. But the other brisa held, whether it's money or behema, Rav Sheshet kibraisa bas raisa svirle. Rav Sheshet held the second brisa. So that's how we answer the question. The only machlokas was about animals. About combining money, everyone agreed you could do that. So Rav Sheshet has a Tanaic source, who the whole like? Says the Gemara, 1 second. Vaktani achila rishona min achulin, but it said the first achila has to be from chulin. So how could you tell me you're combining money? Everyone agrees to that. Now, my achila rishona. What does that mean, achila rishona? First bite? That's not what it means. It means shir deme achila rishona min achulin. That shir has to be, there has to be money in there. In other words, it couldn't have been $99.99, meiser, and 1 penny is chulin. No, that just can't do. It has to be enough chulin in there. At least one kizayis was from chulin money. It cost $100. So at least some money there. At least $5, let's say, was enough money that it was for one bite could be chulin money.
You can't buy an animal with $5.
Correct, but you can buy an animal with $100. But enough percentage that one kizayis was chulin. That makes sense. That's how we answer it. Okay, very good. So basically, it's a theory of machlokas now, right? What? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not allowed to combine animals.
Right.
Only money. According to Chizkiya, what? Only animals. And according to Rav Sheshet, either one.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And we pulled that out of Tanoim also. We got those three sheets out of the Tanoim on Amar Aleph. Okay. Amar next. Amar Ula. Amar Rish Lakish. Hifrish eser behemus chagigaso. Let's say you designated 10 animals for your chagiga. Hikriv chamesh bayamtav rishon, choze umakriv chamesh bayamtav sheni. You can bring 5 today, you can bring 5 tomorrow. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Kivin shepasak shumein umakriv. Once you stop bringing them, you can't bring them more. Right? Amar Rav Ada velo pligi. They're not even arguing. Khan, when Rabbi Yochanan said that, he was talking about a stop. But you didn't say anything. So I come with 5 animals. You didn't tell anybody you have 5 animals tomorrow. So why don't you bring them now? You didn't bring them now? You can't bring them tomorrow.
You didn't need them now. He only has
that. Oh, Khan and Rosh Lakhon told him Mefarish. He specified, I'm going to bring 5 more tomorrow. Hai stam hechidami. What does it mean it was stam? Ilema delekha shahus beyond the karev. If you ran out of time.
Hi, the Lama Kravunhu. The reason why he didn't bring them was the Lekas Shus Biyam, because he ran out of time. Ella, the last Lay Ochlin. But, you know, or you could say another reason, I don't have enough people to eat it all. It's going to become no, sir. It's too many people, it's too much food, too many animals. I'm not that big of a family. The reason he didn't bring it was because he didn't have enough eaters. Not because of that. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, you know what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about? Lo tzricha. Dika shes b'yom, he had enough time. V'is le'ochlin, he had enough eaters. Lo akvivinhu, since he didn't bring it, why don't you bring it now? Shmamina, shiure shayrinhu, you're like it's secondary to you. Why not bring it now? It's like secondary to you. V'hachinam mistabra.
The first day is
Yom
Kippur, so it's a more special meal. The second day is
Chol HaMoed,
so you're not so...
I hear. The Hakanah...
Satisfying with the first
5 minutes. What carb? The Uriah? No, Chagiga. Chagiga or Shalmei Simcha. Either one of those.
He only has to bring one baby, that's it.
Correct.
But satisfying is Chagiga.
Correct.
The rest is Rosh Hashanah, but Adam's in the
problem.
What's all this busy?
What are we hacking over here?
What's the whole problem here? I don't understand.
So, what's the problem? The problem is, it's asking a very good question. It's a very difficult answer. Rashi says, the problem is, you ready for this? Choze umakriv chamesh biyantav sheni, v'lo amrinan, and we don't say, over hu b'bal tosif. Over in Baltosif. Rachmona Omar, Chagosim Oso Chag Yom, Vesulo. Dahach Nami, the Chag Yomahu, Vesheni Tashlum and Derishon. In other words, Tosif, see the bottom of Tosif, there's a whole discussion, and it's really Baltosif. Torah says, bring a Chagiga. If you don't bring it on the first day, you can bring it the second day. If you don't bring it the second day, you can bring it the third day. But if I bring a Chagiga today, can I bring another one tomorrow?
Why not another one?
What?
Why not?
So it's Baltosif. You hear that? So says the Gemara, it's only Baltosif if you don't say anything. I come today with 5 animals. X, that's not Baltosif. Tomorrow, I have another 5. Well, where were you yesterday? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you have 5 animals today. Yesterday you brought 5. You didn't say anything. We don't know what your kavanas are. Now you come with another 5? That's Baltosif. Says Rish Lakish, of course it's not Baltosif.
He came the first day.
Yeah.
Satisfied with one behemoth and his urea.
Yeah.
He came with the same day he bought the
second behemoth. Not urea, Chagiga.
Wait. And then he came with the second behemoth. He's got 10 behemoths, you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
He came with the second behemoth for Chagiga.
Right.
Now he's got a big family.
Right.
What happened?
So what did?
What am I Baltosif
on? Because you're not because so it's so.
What am I Baltosif?
So Rashi says because it says.
I need to meet,
I'll tell you why.
If I'm giving already chulin, why not give a carbon?
Rashi says, Rachmana Amar v'chagosim oso. Oso is one day.
Right.
All right, we allow tashlumen, but I brought it the first day. So why am I coming back the second day?
Because you want me, and you said before you want to bring it.
So then make it a simcha. Don't make it a chagiga.
Right.
So you know what are you doing?
So exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So the first day is Uriah, then you got the Chagiga.
No, but me and nobody eats that.
Fine. But then comes Chagiga.
Okay.
Now he comes along, he says,
more Chagiga.
But I need more.
Okay, so make it Shalmei
Simcha.
But you made it a Chagiga.
So why make it a Chagiga? Exactly right.
Exactly. So therefore it's Baltosif. Don't do that. Rish Lakish says it's not a problem at all.
Okay.
It's not a problem. It's not Shaykh Baltosif. The whole thing is not Shaykh. I hear you. It's a very funny Baltosif. Because we have a rule that repetition of a mitzvah is never baltosif, which is why you can blow shofar 100 times. It's very difficult. Just let's finish. Oh yeah. Vachinam mistabra dechiyasa ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan hamafresh esa behemus chagigatzo. If someone designates 10 animals for his chagiga, hamakiv chamesh biyamtav rishon chozu makiv chamesh biyamtav sheni. You can bring 5 today and 5 tomorrow. So kashan adadi, that's a bit of a stira. No, Ella Shamina, Kan Bistam, Kan Bamafish, Shmamina. If you said it straight out, I'm doing this, then it's not Baltosif. If you didn't say anything, and you show up the next day with more animals, like, what are you doing here?
No, but he shows up with 10 other extra people.
So it doesn't matter.
He decided to come.
It doesn't matter. He has to say something. Doesn't matter. He has to say something. Right, so we do get to the Mishnah. Itmar, Nami, Amar of Shemin, Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Lo Shanu Elo Shalo Gamar. That's only true if you didn't finish. Aval Gamar, but if you finished, what do you mean finished? No, that doesn't mean. Well, we can say Aval Gamar, Elo Shalo Gamar. Aval Gamar, Chose Umakif. My Gamar, what does it mean, Gamar? Ilema Gamar Karbonosav. It doesn't mean you finish your Karbonos. So my Makif. What does it mean to be makrif? Ella, gamar, ella shol gamar hayom. They didn't finish. Aval gamar hayom. But if they finished, choze umakrif. You can bring it again tomorrow. Why? Because it was on your radar and you said something. So that's not a problem about Tosef.
Maybe it's like sitting in the sukkah on the Simchas Torah, not Shemini Atzeres.
Right.
Is that about Tosef?
Absolutely.
Right. So this is bringing a chagiga, which is meant for the first day.
Right.
On the second day, you're not supposed to. There's a day for it. Maybe only the day is the first day.
Right. So
it's not repeating.
So it's not like a sukkah. It's not like a sukkah where you can't. There's no way to do it. Here we're saying it depends on your basically what you said. If you said I'm going to be bringing these tomorrow, then it's not Bal Tosef. Why not? Why is it not? What does that change? What does that change? If I said I'm going to do this, maybe it changes because now I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. Then maybe, I don't know. What changes if you say it? Why is that not Baltosis?
No, what is the difference? You it's Pesach time. Yeah. You're going to come from Pesach. And you have another one. So you don't do it as a Pesach, you do it as a Shlomo.
Right. So doing that as a Pesach would be Baltosis, no?
Exactly. We're trying to do it as another Pesach.
Right. Sure. It's a good point.
Pesach is a Shlomo.
I know. But what are you calling it?
No.
So there is a little bit of a, it does matter what you say. Right? All right. We'll stop, pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.